Reform Party presidential candidate Ross Perot campaigned in Michigan today, delivering a speech to business leaders at the Economic Club of Detroit. Perot promised he would name his running mate tomorrow night in a 30-minute television commercial, and he said running government more like a business would solve a range of problems from the deficit to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security funding. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Detroit.
The Economic Club of Detroit is a familiar setting for Ross Perot. He's spoken here four times in the past, the first time a decade ago, during his stormy tenure on the board of directors of General Motors, when he drew 7,000 people. This time the crowd was much smaller, barely over 1,000. Perot's message was familiar: address the problems the country faces during the 1996 election, because 4 years from now it might be too late. He spoke to his audience, business person to business person.
In business, you have to deal with reality. In politics, you don't deal with reality. You have a blend of magic acts and illusions. Now you see it, now you don't.
Without being specific, Perot criticized campaign promises being made by both President Clinton and Republican nominee Bob Dole, saying both are treating the electorate like children, and that each is offering nothing but free candy before the election. And he says neither party is equipped to deal with the problems the country faces, because they are the ones responsible. Perot said he is the only candidate who has, as a businessman, actually created jobs, and who has consistently throughout his career found solutions to difficult problems. Again and again, he returned to his theme, comparing government to business.
And I hope that every time you see them put on a really big show, like their conventions or like the State of the Union speech, you'll sit at home and just hum, there's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, right? What does that have to do with solving complex problems? Nothing.
During the question and answer session after the speech, Perot was asked how to handle Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. He said he didn't have time today to answer the question, but instead, he said the topic will be covered in his primetime infomercial scheduled for CBS television tomorrow. He did say, though, that in fixing Social Security, we should not take any benefits from those who are retirees today. The audience seemed to have very few hardcore Perot supporters. Only a handful gave him a standing ovation. Some, though, said they liked some of his ideas, like the proposal to get rid of the Internal Revenue Service unveiled in an infomercial last night. One person from the audience, a Democrat, said he'd never vote for Perot, but that he appreciates the issues that Perot is raising.
And I think particularly, quite apart from my political viewpoint, I think if and when he gets in the debate, he's going to raise issues that Mr. Clinton and Mr. Dole are going to have difficulty answering.
Prior to his speech, Perot dismissed polls which show him winning just 4% of the vote in Michigan. That compares with his vote tally of 19% in the 1992 election in the state. This is Don Gagne in Detroit.